You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Welcome to the SoFlo Vegans Podcast, where we highlight the people, places, and stories shaping South Florida's vegan community. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, and in today's episode, we're diving into how the changing economy is affecting the cost of food and what we can do about it. We'll also spotlight some amazing vegan restaurants in Palm Beach County, take a closer look at the incredible work being done by the Florida Animal Rescue Alliance, and share how you can join us in providing help for Jamaica following the recent hurricane. And of course, we'll wrap up with our event recap, keeping you up to date on what's happening across South Florida's growing vegan scene. Hey everyone, it's Sean from the SoFlo Vegans Podcast. Today we're diving into a topic that's becoming impossible to ignore: food insecurity. With rent, gas, and grocery prices climbing across South Florida, more people are struggling to afford healthy food. And it's not just about hunger. It's about access to nutrition, dignity, and health. Now, for the vegan community, this hits especially hard. Fresh produce, beans, grains, and plant-based staples can get pricey when budgets shrink. Many families are being forced to choose cheaper processed options, and some are stepping away from plant-based eating altogether. Even programs like SNAP, which helps millions across Florida, are changing. Stricter eligibility rules and administrative delays are making it harder for some households to get the support they need. That puts more pressure on our local nonprofits, groups like Feeding South Florida and the Green Haven Project, which grow and distribute fresh produce in communities that need it most. So what can we do about it? Here are a few ideas. We can donate time, money, or food to local food banks. Businesses can join Too Good To Go, an app that sells meals that would normally go to waste. Vegan restaurants like Vegan Corner and Vegan Cuban Cuisine are already a part of it, helping to fight food waste while offering affordable plant-based meals. Other businesses like Blue Tree Cafe Vegan Soul Food and Sunny Speaks Vegan are stepping up by giving free meals to people in need, showing what real community looks like. We can also support community gardens, create vegan food bundles at pantries, host cooking classes that teach affordable plant-based meals, and advocate for fresh produce access across all neighborhoods. The truth is, food insecurity affects everyone, directly or indirectly. When people can't access healthy food, health outcomes drop and communities suffer. But together, we can build a better system, one that makes plant-based eating affordable and accessible for everyone. Visit vegansexplore.com to find local nonprofits, food banks, and vegan-friendly businesses doing their part. Let's support them. Volunteer when we can, and make sure no one in our community goes hungry. Palm Beach County is quietly becoming one of South Florida's most exciting destinations for plant-based dining. While Miami and Broward often steal the spotlight, this northern stretch is blossoming with vegan innovation, from chic cafes and comfort food delis to sustainable farm-to-table spots. For anyone serious about discovering the next wave of conscious cuisine, it's time to make the drive up and support the incredible entrepreneurs redefining what it means to eat well and live compassionately. Here are some 100% vegan establishments you should check out the next time you're in Palm Beach County. Dina's Vegan Deli. Located in Riviera Beach, Dina's brings classic 100% plant-based deli favorites to life. From authentic Philly cheesesteaks to decadent hoagies, this cozy spot captures the soul of comfort food with a compassionate twist. Mood. Located in the Jupiter to Cuesta area, Mood delivers an elevated vegan experience with its modern decor and curated menu of globally inspired dishes. Perfect for date nights or special occasions, this restaurant pairs innovative flavors with exceptional presentation. Dope Vegan. Craving burgers and fries that hit just right? Dope Vegan in West Palm Beach serves up stacked burgers, fries, and delicious sweets that prove vegan fast food can be both indulgent and ethical. Darbster. One of the region's pioneers, Darcer is a must visit in West Palm Beach. This upscale yet casual spot donates proceeds to animal causes through the Darcer Foundation, making every meal a meaningful one. Christopher's Kitchen. In Palm Beach Gardens, and with a second location opening soon, Christopher's Kitchen offers raw and cooked plant-based cuisine in a serene, stylish setting. It's the kind of place that makes healthy eating an art form. Plant-based Mafia. With its creative Italian-American comfort food, this Palm Beach Gardens gem has earned a cult following. Expect vegan versions of chicken parm, baked ziti, and meatball subs that satisfy nostalgic cravings without compromise. La Chia Vegana. La Chia Vegana in Lake Worth brings Latin flair to the vegan scene, serving flavorful empanadas, tacos, and smoothies made with whole organic ingredients. Their focus on authenticity and culture shines through every bite. Naturalique. Meaning natural in Afrikaans, Naturalique in Boynton Beach blends sustainability and flavor beautifully. Known for its Caribbean-inspired dishes, it's a go-to for mindful eaters. Gratitude Farms. This farm-based retreat celebrates the connection between food and nature. With locally sourced produce, fresh juices, and plant-powered meals, Gratitude Farms represents the essence of Palm Beach's growing wellness movement. Hippocrates Wellness. Based in West Palm Beach, Hippocrates Wellness is a world-renowned health institute offering raw vegan meals, cold-pressed juices, and holistic programs that focus on healing through nutrition. Guests can dine, detox, and rejuvenate surrounded by lush greenery and mindful living. Palm Beach County's vegan scene isn't just catching up, it's setting trends. These restaurants prove that compassion and creativity can go hand in hand, attracting a mix of locals, snowbirds, and weekend visitors from Miami and Broward. By taking the short drive north, you're not only expanding your palate, you're helping fuel a thriving community that's shaping the future of food in South Florida. I'm Sean A. Russell, and today we're highlighting an incredible organization making a difference for animals across Florida, the Florida Animal Rescue Alliance, or FARA. What began with one act of compassion has turned into a statewide network helping pigs, dogs, cats, rabbits, and even birds.
We're basically a network of sanctuaries across the state of Florida. It started with rescuing an animal, particularly a pig from a slaughterhouse. And this was 3 years ago during Thanksgiving coming. And the goal was to rescue an animal and, you know, give it a safe, loving place after that, because we've all pretty much worked with dogs and cats, or rescued or had dogs and cats growing up. We had no idea what we were doing. So what happened then was life-changing. We connected with sanctuaries across the state, and we realized that not many knew each other, and it's very important to have community, like here. And we connected those sanctuaries, so we created a network, and those sanctuaries within our network can now communicate amongst each other and share experiences. Whenever we rescue animals, we have a, like Sean said, a chat that allows them to share the particular animal. And then the best thing of all is that as what FARA does is we bring in volunteers to help out the sanctuaries, because what we realized was that these sanctuaries do not have a lot of help coming in. Some of them do have regular volunteers, but for the most part, they do need volunteers and or just for the community to know that they're actually in those locations. Because have you guys ever heard of Sebring or been to Sebring? Some of you have. A lot of people don't know. A lot of people stay in South Florida or have no idea of where Sebring is or Mayaca. And like I said, we connected with these sanctuaries and we bring awareness to the community.
But with growth comes challenges. Many sanctuaries struggle to keep up with food, vet care, and supplies, often relying on personal funds.
What a lot of people forget when bringing an animal to a sanctuary is that a lot of the times, the people that own these sanctuaries, they actually are funding them funding the sanctuary themselves. So pretty much anything that's medical, that's food related, or even the bedding is coming out of their own pocket. Every now and then they do get donations, and some of them do have sponsors. But as you go, like say if you would come along with us and visit various sanctuaries, you would be able to tell the difference of the fully sponsored sanctuaries versus the ones that are running it on their own. And I think that would be one of the main things that we tend to forget, that when dropping off an animal in a sanctuary, they require medical care, they require food, and just around the clock. It's a never ending. We don't want to pawn off an animal to a sanctuary in the sense of, here you go, that's it, you take care of it. What we try to do is we pay for all the medical before bringing them. And one of the reasons is we do not want to bring an animal that can potentially get the other animal sick. And I mean, a lot of people don't think about that either. And we want to make sure that we can stay there in the sense of, you know, if you guys need anything, give us a call. If you need supplies, like we had the issue last year with the hurricane, some of the sanctuaries needed supplies. We try to raise funds or get supplies for them.
Beyond traditional rescues, FARA is also addressing Florida's cat overpopulation crisis.
I did not know that there was over 100 cats in a particular area, and it was a private area, and a lot of the feeders were having trouble pretty much staying consistent in trapping and or helping. And we came in, we provided a project plan pretty much. We came in like a business model pretty much, because it is a private area, and we presented it to them and they allowed us to come in and help out. The problem is that this property is over 600 square feet, and it started out with pretty much two of us, and it's been extremely tiresome, because the way that we came in, we followed the alley cat model, and the way you come in is these cats don't know you. So you have to pretty much go in daily, feed them, allow them to trust you, and then after that, start setting up traps after a particular time. And from there, bringing them to clinics, getting them spayed and neutered, but also testing them, because they're outdoors, testing them for FIV, certain diseases, and also providing them with microchip. The hardest part, I think, would be about this project is just finding them homes. We tend to notice that a lot of times people are willing to help out from afar, but when it comes to fostering or just adopting, they'll adopt the cute ones. So we've had, personally, I've had cats that I've rescued, and they've given birth, and three of them are black or mixed with black and brown, and then they would have a Siamese. Everyone goes straight for the Siamese. That's the cutest cat, and then all of a sudden you share everywhere and people are not interested. They want the cutest cats. So it's very difficult to find homes for the other cats. And then again, I would say it's just constant work and trying to gather donations where it's tiresome. We actually picked up another one today. And I don't know, what Grace?
To yesterday.
We still have 21 to go.
The group also stays active in wildlife issues, recently responding to the shutdown of the Miami Seaquarium.
I think one of the things that's very difficult with this case is it seems like the solution now, great, we can let many of these animals go, we can put them in sanctuaries. Unfortunately, we have not been very fortunate when it comes to marine animals and marine mammals especially. Most of these animals are captive bred. They don't know how to catch a fish. So they see a dolphin and you think, you can go in the wild. Most of these dolphins have never eaten a fish in the water. They've always looked up and had it in their mouth. So they're not ready to go anywhere. And unfortunately, there's no such thing as a whale sanctuary in the United States. We have sea pens, but all of those are still going to be for private companies. It's going to be a very tough battle. We're kind of looking at a situation at this point where most of these mammals are going to need to go to somewhere like SeaWorld or a zoo while something is figured out. It's going to be big. It's going to be a lot of animals. The dolphin company has gone bankrupt completely. So it's not just the seaquarium, but it's many other facilities that they have around South Florida. And now Mexico made a very progressive move to ban dolphin shows, period. So with that, the dolphin company lost nearly everything between Florida and Mexico. And so now we have to figure out what to do next for them. So that will be a big challenge. There's going to be a lot to learn. And it's going to involve a lot of help, hopefully, from authorities involved in sea mammal protection, as they are protected under federal law. There should be, hopefully, some intervention there. One of the things that I think many people don't know, though, with the seaquarium is they have a lot of fish and sharks and rays that were stolen from the waters directly behind the seaquarium. They had traps out there, and they did trap these animals. So animals that we expect perhaps were bred, these angelfish, pufferfish, nurse sharks were actually brought into the facility, and due to regulations, unfortunately, they're not allowing them to release these animals back. So now they are currently just trapped in a very filthy, poorly maintained environment, with the plan that when this place is shut down, they would like to turn it into another aquarium potentially. So while they're saying, okay, we don't want to have marine mammals anymore, which is a positive step, they are still saying, let's keep this an aquarium. Let's keep these animals that they are circling themselves into insanity rather than allowing them to go back into the wild, to allow them to, you know, be an education by letting people come out, view them for themselves with snorkeling, view them from the land looking in. So unfortunately, we do have to worry about those animals' next steps. So while we are celebrating, and we should celebrate, it's not over, and we need to keep our eyes on the prize here, which is really liberation for all of them. Trying to pressure the Miami government to find a good outcome for these dolphins and seals and sea lions, and then also trying to figure out what we can do to help the fish, crabs, any other vertebrate that's in there right now, and figure out how we can make exceptions to get them not only medical help first, as many of them are in very poor condition still, but get them reunited with the habitat that they belong in.
From farm animals to marine life, the mission stays the same: compassion, education, and community. So, how can you help?
You guys can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Florida Animal Rescue Alliance. You can go to our website. You can email us, contact@FloridaAnimalRescueAlliance. We know it's big. Some things you guys can do is share everything that we're doing. We like to educate the public. One of the main reasons is because a lot of people sometimes don't know where to go for spaying, neutering, or certain things that happen to particular animals. Like there's a guinea pigs, you have to clean their underbottom, the males. I don't know if a lot of people know that. There's other things that we can help out with. You can attend our volunteer events. So we do have volunteer events once a month. Different sanctuaries across the state sign up as a volunteer. If you're available, you can come to that particular sanctuary. If you're not, that's fine. You can pass on to the next one. Share and donate donate supplies. I mean, pink pads, you can go to our Instagram has a link tree, and it'll provide you our Amazon or a Chewy account, which pretty much has supplies that we need for our current fosters. Or you could donate via monetarily, and or
foster.
Foster is a big one.
You go to vegansexplore.com for more details. Jamaica holds a special place in my heart. Watching Hurricane Melissa devastate the island has been painful, knowing so many families are struggling to rebuild their lives. This isn't just another news story for me, it's personal. My parents are from Jamaica, and I still have family and friends there. In my role as district webmaster for Broward County Public Schools, I'm working with our team and community partners to collect donations and deliver relief directly to people who need it the most. If you're able, please consider donating supplies like food, water, baby items, and hygiene products. Financial contributions through the Broward Education Foundation and Bright Star Credit Union are also helping provide immediate aid. Every act of compassion matters. Let's show Jamaica that our community stands together when it counts the most. Please visit BrowardSchools.com/supportJamaica for more details. In today's restaurant news, we've got both a heartfelt goodbye and an exciting new beginning to share with our South Florida vegan community. After more than a decade of serving love, flavor, and community, Fruits and Roots in Stuart has officially closed its doors. This cafe wasn't just a place to grab a smoothie or a wrap. It was a gathering spot for connection, creativity, and compassion. From all of us at Vegans Explore, we want to send a huge thank you to the Fruits and Roots family for creating such a meaningful space and leaving behind memories that will continue to inspire. But as one door closes, another opens. True Vegan by Chef Raheem is opening soon in Delray Beach, marking the return of a familiar face to the South Florida vegan scene. Chef Raheem, known for his work with the New Vegan and other popular concepts, is back with a fresh menu and a renewed mission to bring soul and flavor to plant-based dining. The restaurant has already hosted a few soft launches, and the grand opening is right around the corner. We'll be sure to keep you updated when that date is announced, but in the meantime, you can learn more and explore other vegan spots near you by visiting vegansexplore.com/directory. Let's take a look at what's happening around South Florida and the vegan community. First up, Lavender Rain Skincare and Spa is hosting the grand opening of its brand new expanded location in Pompano Beach. The space is now 4 times larger and dedicated to wellness, beauty, and holistic living. Guests can enjoy complimentary mini spa services, Ayurvedic teas, vegan bites, and more. The celebration takes place Thursday, November 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. at 522 South Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. The first 20 guests will receive a gift bag, so make sure to RSVP or book your appointment by calling 954-326-9383. Next up, we want to give a big shout out to Blue Tree Cafe and Rosa Sharon for teaming up to make a real difference in the community. On Thursday, November 6th from 6 to 9 p.m., they're hosting a special event in Fort Lauderdale where guests can enjoy fresh, nourishing vegan meals served with love and gratitude, absolutely free while supplies last. It's happening at Blue Tree Cafe located at 612 Northwest 9th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale. Be sure to visit them throughout the week to show your love and support as they donate these meals to support people in need after recent cuts in funding to federal programs. The Vegan Social Club is hosting a brunch and paddleboard adventure at Darbster's in West Palm Beach on Sunday, November 9th. Brunch starts at 11 a.m., followed by paddleboarding at 1 p.m. Weather will determine if it's oceanside or through the mangroves. Each guest covers their own meal, and an 11-11 donation is encouraged to support vegan activism initiatives and the Peace Farm Sanctuary. Please RSVP by November 8th to take part in this uplifting community gathering. Join us on Saturday, November 15th at 6 p.m. at Zen Mystery in Dania Beach for an inspiring evening featuring live music by Johnny Fresh Music, a plant-based dinner and drinks, all in support of animal sanctuaries and rescued animals across Florida. I have the honor of hosting this event, so you know it's going to be a good time. You can learn more at FloridaAnimalRescueAlliance.org or by visiting us at VegansExplore.com. And before we wrap up, I want to give a special shout out to one of our newest community partners, Brian Hurley. Brian has been a dedicated vegan since 2014 and brings his expertise in process improvement, lean, and Six Sigma to businesses and organizations around the world. Through his company, he helps teams build a culture of engagement, improve quality, reduce turnaround times, and minimize environmental impact, all while aligning values of sustainability and compassion. He also coaches individuals looking to earn Lean Six Sigma certifications to grow their careers or bring these problem-solving tools into their homes and communities. We're grateful to have Brian supporting the Vegans Explore movement and contributing to a kinder, more efficient world. To learn more about his work and access his resources, visit stan.store/bizpi. That's B-I-Z-P-I. And remember, if you'd like to become a Vegans Explore community partner, visit vegansexplore.com/partners or message us on social to learn how you can get involved and support our mission. That's it for this episode of the SoFlo Vegans Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and being part of this growing movement to make South Florida a global hotspot for veganism. If you enjoyed this episode, help spread the word. Share the podcast with a friend, leave a review, or download another episode. Every single listen creates more exposure for the incredible vegan businesses, nonprofits, and change makers working to make our world a better place. This podcast isn't just a show. It's a beacon for compassion, sustainability, and community. Together, we're shining a light on hundreds of businesses and thousands of individuals creating real impact across South Florida and beyond. Until next time, keep supporting local vegan businesses, showing compassion, and helping us grow the movement. One bite, one event, and one story at a time.